Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined once again by the District 20 representative at the Iowa House of Representatives, Chloe Bodler. We're going to be talking about a couple of different topics, in particular, of course, the latest from the legislative sessions there in Des Moines. But first, we're going to talk about the Sanctuary City Bill. Chloe, thanks for joining us, and what can you tell us about the latest on that?
Thanks for having me. It's now in full committee. And because it's a Senate file, we won't run it because it's funnel week. And that changes everything. So it'll run after funnel week sometime. And there'll be one amendment to it. And we've cleared that with the Senate. We hope it to pass out of committee as amended. And go on the full floor, pass, and send it back to the Senate. They'll accept it. And that's our plan, and hopefully the governor will sign it. Our committees on Tuesday. My committee will start at 5 o'clock. It will be, therefore, open-ended. So I'll try to do as many bills as I can Tuesday. And then have a committee block in public safety on Thursday at 10 a.m., which I could run for 3 hours through the noon hour. We hope to get everything that is what we refer to as a must-do and move forward from there.
Yeah, absolutely. One more thought on the Sanctuary City topic. You had a lot of guests, I'll say, join your committee sessions. What kind of concerns were they having for this bill?
Well, to protect the illegal entrants, illegal aliens, if you will, from being deported. That seems to be their big concern. Breaking up families, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Dreamers, that's all in there. And you have to remember, that's federal. That's not state law. That's federal law. What we're concerned about is if cities or counties would become a sanctuary city or county, they automatically are assisting people that are here illegally in flaunting federal law. I don't think the cities should be sticking a finger in the federal government's eye. But on the other hand, I think the federal government, if they hold somebody, there should be a retainer, a court order to hold that person until they can come and get them. So... It's going to be probably another hoorah, you know, but we're a nation of laws and we must obey them.
Let's, speaking of a nation of laws here, let's move on to another topic there related to public safety. I know you mentioned capital punishment as something you'd like to work on in this session. Can you tell us if anything like that has advanced through the committee process?
My capital punishment bill, we had a subcommittee on it. And it passed subcommittee. I've checked my whole committee on my caucus in committee, and I do not have enough votes to get it out of committee. And I know I will get no Democrat votes. So my bill is therefore dead. Now the Senate is working on another capital punishment bill. It's a little different. It's somewhat weaker, I think, and it's pretty well shot full of holes. I don't know whether it'll get out or not. That's in their ballgame.
Are there any provisions in your bill that you don't see in their bill that you wish to be included?
Well, I won't even go there until I see their bill passed out of the committee onto the floor of the Senate, and I'll be over there watching that debate. But right now, I don't foresee anything happening.
All right, Chloe, anything else from these last couple of weeks that you want to update the residents of District 20 on as far as what's going on in Des Moines?
Well, we took and we passed 1% supplemental state aid the other day. That's $34 million to K-12 education. The Senate went further and put their transportation language on that bill, sent it back to us. We insisted, sent it back to the Senate. So now it'll go to a conference committee, and they'll hash it out. And when it comes out of the conference committee, they'll, you know, it's just debated and passed up or down, or voted on up or down. And in saying that, you can't amend the conference committee's report. So we'll see how that goes, but we're going to have a transportation bill for schools that have high, super high transportation costs. We did not like the Senate's version, and we did not like the continuing funding. In fact, theirs had no continuing funding in it. And so this will be hashed out and worked around, but to do this in the required time, it had to be done.
Always something on the docket there at the legislative sessions out in Des Moines. Once again, that's District 20 Representative Chloe Bodler joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Chloe, as always, thanks for joining us.
You bet. You be safe up there.
You as well. And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.